From Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you so much, David. It's a joy to be with you on this weekend. This is Life Change Weekend. We have guests that come on with us. We have people that share their testimonies. We have people that talk about mission work, books that have been written. And the weekend is always a special time. Monday through Friday, we do our regular Bible studies. And then on Saturday, we have the weekend edition. However, this weekend, we want to do something just a little bit different. I did a series not too long ago on Life Change Daily that deals with the idea of the book of Acts and what are the lessons we learn from the book of Acts. When I came to the conclusion of that study, I gave 50 lessons that are found in my book called The Beginning, The Story of the Early Days of Christianity. And so I thought on Saturday, on the weekend program, we would use these because so many people asked about them once again. These are 50 lessons of things that I learned as I taught through the book of Acts. These lessons are taken from the book of Acts. The lessons are given based upon the narrative of the Acts document. It is not the intention to rehash the storyline or theology we find in the book of Acts, but the purpose is to list 50 lessons that one takes away with which can encourage each person. Each lesson will be listed with a few comments. I believe that preachers and teachers of God's Word can take these lessons and develop them into very helpful sermons, Bible studies, discussions, and lessons, or whatever you'd like to do with them, because they're taken right straight from the book of Acts, lessons that we learn. So again, it's so good to have you listening to our program today, and we appreciate being on all our various radio stations. We're glad to be on WDYN now in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Of course, WPEL, Life Change Today. We're glad to be on Life Change Weekend on Jersey Shore, Pennsylvania, WUSA. We're delighted to be on in the various translators in the Binghamton, Elmira, and Endicott area. We're glad to be on Danville, Pennsylvania, WPGO. And also Life Change Weekend, which is what we're on right here, Saturdays and Sundays, also in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. We're delighted with our network that we have on Mission Go International Radio, airing Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays at 1:11, 6:11 a.m., at 12:30 p.m. and 7:15 p.m. And also our program that's on in the Radio East Africa, originating in Uganda and covering East Africa, covering all of the English-speaking countries there. So glad to everybody that's on. Here are 50 lessons, and we're going to try to get through all of them on the broadcast today from the book of Acts. Lesson number one. Acts is a book that presents the early history of the story of Christianity. How did Christianity begin? Read the book of Acts. Here is the story. Remarkably, it is estimated that today one-third of the world's population has an affinity with faith that Jesus Christ established. His followers were amazing in their loyalty and allegiance. Across the world, there are many spiritually hungry followers of Jesus Christ. That's lesson number one. Lesson two. The two themes of the book of Acts are the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus' resurrection changed lives. The evidence is clear in the lives of the apostles and early followers of Jesus. The book of Acts makes it clear that Jesus of Nazareth is the Messiah of Israel. When the Holy Spirit came as a permanently indwelling presence, 3,000 Jews recognized Jesus for who he was on the day of Pentecost. Lesson number three. Believers in Acts 2 were Old Testament followers of God who now realize that Jesus Christ is the Messiah of Israel, and they receive the Holy Spirit, thus preparing them to follow Jesus. Lesson 4. The early church's structure is listed in Acts 2, 41 through 47. The structure included preaching, both proclamation and evangelization, and the teaching of God's word. There was baptism, community, prayer, fear, the awe of God and respect of God, producing worship, giving, and witnessing as evidenced by changed lives. Let me just stop here a moment and say to you that there's many discussions today as what really makes up a church and why does the church seem to fail? Well, the fact of the matter is, church may be large, a church may be small, but the real issue of the church is it doing what Acts 2, 41, 47 tells the church to do, and that was the pattern that was given in the first church, in the early church of Jerusalem. Now here's lesson number 5. The qualifications to be an apostle are found on the basis that they should have seen Jesus and been with him in order to proclaim the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You find that in Acts chapter 1, verses 21 through 22. You find that in Acts 22, 15 through 15. And many, many other passages in the book of Acts teach that. Again, the qualifications to be an apostle are founded based on the fact that Jesus was seen, and the fact is they were proclaiming the resurrection. Again, Acts 1, 21 through 22, Acts 22, 14 through 15. You're listening into Life Change today, and this is Dina Padron talking to you, and this is actually the weekend edition of our program. And we're looking at 50 lessons from the book of Acts. This is a series I did for a number of weeks on our daily program, and these were 50 lessons we drew at the end. These are all taken from my book called The Beginning, The Early Days of Christianity and That Story. Here's lesson number 6. Preaching was primary in the book of Acts. The early Christians preached and the followers anxiously and faithfully listened. It may be estimated that 25% of the Acts is dedicated to preaching. Every generation needs biblical preaching. And if you have a biblical preacher in your church, be thankful to God for that preacher. Lesson number 7. The keys given to Peter as recorded in the book of Matthew 16:16-20 are the keys to the kingdom of heaven and not the keys to heaven. A key was a sign of authority. They were used to open doors. Peter used the keys to open the door of the gospel to the Jew on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. He also did this after the preaching of Philip in Samaria in Acts 8 verses 14 to 17. He then finished this by going to the house of Cornelius in Acts chapter 10. The early apostles were given authority to bind and to loose. This spoke of the rabbis who had authority to forbid and permit various practices. But the Holy Spirit is now within them. This fulfills the Great Commission by taking the gospel to the world. Acts 1:8 tells us this to be done both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the world, meaning while you're doing it at home, do it around the world. Once this was accomplished, the keys belonged to Jesus. Revelation 1:18 and chapter 9, verse 1. Here's another lesson, lesson number 8. A name is often given to a baby with the belief that their character would be revealed. Many Jewish mothers do this practice even until today. The idea is, here's a child, and we want this child to be living for Christ, and perhaps that will give a picture, an illustration of what this child will be like one day. And so that name was given in the book of Acts to various people like that. Lesson number 9, people need to be saved because of one reason. A lot of people get saved because grandpa wants them saved, or mom wants them saved, or dad wants them saved, or they want to impress somebody. The reason people need to get saved is that they are lost, and they're in sin, and need of a Savior. And this is following the pattern of the preaching of the early apostles. Lesson number 10, the evidence that one has been with Jesus is the evidence of their lifestyle. And you'll find that in Acts 4, verse 13. How do we know somebody is really born again? They may say it, but are they living it? Are they living the lifestyle? And you can't live the lifestyle unless Christ lives his life through you. Lesson number 11, a person's giving is dependent on their heart to give. The Bible says in Acts 20, verse 35, these are the words of Jesus, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Now, those words are not recorded in any of the gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but they're given very clearly in Acts 20, 35, speaking about what Christ has done, what Christ has given. And so a person's giving is dependent on their heart to give. Lesson number 12, a Christian's worth is based on the provision of Jesus Christ. The Christian life is impossible to live unless Christ is living his life through believers' life, Ephesians 1:3. Lesson 13, although there are many men and women who have a special place in the story of the book of Acts, two men are the key leaders. First, there is Peter. Secondly, Paul. Although Peter took the message of the resurrection to Cornelius, an Italian Gentile and not a Jew, the Apostle Peter was primarily the apostle to the Jews. Paul, who also ministered to the Jews, became, however, the apostle to the Gentiles. And the two most important men in their ministries in the book of Acts, as far as outreach, were Peter and Paul. Lesson 14. The book of Acts tells us numerous stories of how God has the right people in the right place at the right time. For example, in Acts 3, there's a crippled man, and Peter and John show up. Peter goes to the Ethiopian eunuch from Samaria. This is often true in our lives, how God all of a sudden puts people in just the right place at the right time, just as it was with Peter and John and later with Philip. Number 15, and this is such an important lesson. Although evangelism is a primary way for Christianity to grow, greater growth is often accomplished through persecution. The word of God spread. Why? Because of persecution. All apostles, all of the early apostles, except John, were martyred for the cause of Christ. So evangelism is the primary way to grow a church, but persecution often builds on that. Lesson 16. Although Christians have a place in God's kingdom, Acts is full of names not well known that made a major impact on the gospel. People like Matthias and Nicanor and Nicholas and many more. My friend, you may be making a greater emphasis on the gospel than you realize by living your life for Christ. You may be doing much greater than you ever expected and not even know it. That's the way it was with so many of these early Christians. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Tina Padron talking to you, and we're going through 50 lessons. I hope we get through them on the broadcast today. These are lessons from the book of Acts, and we were teaching the book of Acts for several weeks, and we gave these 50 lessons on our daily program, and several asked about them again. You can get them in my book called The Beginning, The Story of the Early Days of Christianity, and we'd love to have you get that book. You can simply go to our webpage at dinopadronministries.com. That's dinopedronministriesplural.com, and order the book. You can go to Amazon and other places and get the book. Simply look it up on your social media, and the book is there. We've sold many thousands of them, and we trust the book will be a blessing to you. We're going through 50 lessons in the book of Acts today. I want to announce also that I'm going to be at the Montrose Bible Conference, and I'm looking forward to being there. It's going to be the 13th through the 18th of August. On the 12th, there's a wonderful concert, and I'm looking forward to being there with our good friends, Jim Ferringer. We are delighted. The singers that are going to be there are going to be a great blessing to your life. They're dear friends of ours, and we're looking forward to a wonderful week. Simply come. The services are going to be morning and evening, every morning at 11 o'clock and 7 o'clock in the evening you come, and it's going to be a wonderful time of studying God's Word together. And many of you are friends of mine in that Triple Cities area and northern Pennsylvania area. You come and see us. I'd love to see you. Looking forward to spending time with you. Here's lesson number 17 from the book of Acts. The laying on of hands symbolizes a conferral of authority, which includes both responsibility and obligation. There is a load of responsibility that includes obligation. You find that in Acts 8, Acts 6, Acts 13. The Old Testament teaches that this was a method for future ministry. When there's a laying of a hands at a church to ordain a pastor to the ministry, it's a wonderful step for a local church. And it symbolizes, again, authority, which includes responsibility and great obligation. Lesson number 18, religion is a detriment to Christianity. Religion is a belief in a supernatural being, but true Christianity takes it beyond that. It's more than a belief in a supernatural being. It is a belief in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ through the sacred writings of the Scripture. The book of Acts endorses this reality. Look at Acts chapter number 9 of the wonderful conversion of Saul of Tarsus. Number 19, all preachers are important, but not all preachers are members of clergy. Stephen, a deacon, is an example. You may be a preacher not to be a pastor, but God wants you to do some preaching. Don't go back on your obligation. Don't feel you can't. Study and get prepared with what God wants you to do. Lesson number 20, the quotations and acts from the Old Covenant condense the divinely inspired scriptures of both testaments. The Old and the New are together. They are the living Word of God. We should not go away from the Old or emphasize the New over the Old. They are together, and it's very important to understand that. Lesson number 21, never give up on someone in regards to their salvation. The Apostle Paul is a powerful example. Paul was a man that wanted to go out and to destroy the Christians of his day. But the fact of the matter is God greatly used him. Perhaps there's never been a Christian quite like the Apostle Paul. And so don't ever give up on someone about their salvation. The next lesson is this. The main thing of the Christian faith is to teach people about the message of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We call it the gospel, the good news. Don't ever go away from the preaching and the teaching of the good news. Lesson 23. One's appearance means little in comparison to the anointing of God in a life. One example is Paul, who many believe to be rather short and, well, not very attractive. But God so greatly used him, what was important was the anointing of God in his life. Lesson number 24. There were many lords in the days of the book of Acts, but Jesus Christ is Lord. He's proclaimed to be the Lord in Acts chapter number 9. Lesson 25, we're halfway there. We have just a few minutes. Let's see if we get to 50. The story of God's preparation to bring people to Jesus floods the book of Acts. At Acts 2, the Holy Spirit arrives on the day of Pentecost, and Jerusalem is flooded with visitors. In Acts 10, Cornelius is seeking God and brings his family and friends to hear Peter. These are just two examples. Lesson 26, the Great Commission has several aspects. In Matthew, the emphasis is on discipleship. Preaching in Mark, Luke is going, and John is one-on-one connection. But the real commission in Acts is the focus on the Holy Spirit and the location, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Lesson 27, the speaking of tongues in the book of Acts were languages where people heard the gospel in their own dialect. Lesson 28, the work of providing for our salvation is finished. Jesus did that through his death, burial, and resurrection, but the work of evangelism continues. Let me say that again. The work of God in providing redemption is done. He'll never have to die again, but evangelism continues. That's you and I telling people about the Lord. Lesson 29, Christians were known as members of the way. They were first called Christians in Acts 11. The non-believing Jews looked at Jesus' followers as a sect of Judaism. One thing they knew, regardless of what they were called, they were changed by Jesus, the Son of God. Number 30, the grace of God is at the heart of the Christian faith. Lesson 31, the atonement and resurrection of Jesus Christ is what sets Christianity apart from religion. Number 32, prayer was the greatest discipline and practice by the early church. What a challenge that is to us. 33, there are two spiritual kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of the devil. Lesson 34, Christians have disagreements. They always will. But Acts 15 is a good example of solving them with conviction and compromise. And yes, compromise has to be done sometimes, not compromising truth, but in order to get along as children of God. You find that in Acts 15. Number 35, missions was a key part of the early church. Notice the three missionary journeys of Paul and how the gospel went out from Jerusalem. 36, a question that needs regular discussion is this. Is the modern contemporary church following the example of the book of Acts? And again, that pattern is given to us in Acts chapter 2, verses 41 to 47. You're listening into Life Change Weekend, and we're giving 50 lessons from the book of Acts. I hope we can get through all of this today. I appreciate so many of you that have been writing into us. Here's a letter that comes to us from Tennessee. It says, thank you for the book, Words That Changed History. We have distributed them to our class. The book has excellent thoughts on the words that truly did change history. You can go to our webpage and get copies of the many books that we have written. Simply go to dinapadron@gmail.com or simply go to dinapadronministries.com and you can get our books. Well, let's go on now with our lessons. We have noticed that the book of Acts teaches the importance of doing what is necessary in order to reach people. Here's lesson 38. Everyone needs community. Other than family, the church should be the key community for Christians. Lesson 39, the life of a spiritual leader includes protecting his followers from evil and from evil teaching. Very important for spiritual leadership to realize that. Lesson 40, in the speeches that Paul gave to defend his faith, his goal was to communicate clearly the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is amazing to see the resurrection and the advent of the Holy Spirit, the two key themes of the book of Acts. Lesson 41, Peter and Paul were vocal, yet very wise leaders. If you're a leader, my friend, use a lot of wisdom. 42, success is the accomplishment of a worthy goal. Despite persecution and jail time, Paul kept his focus on going to Rome. Number 43, strong political leaders who are unregenerate are no match for a well-taught man of God. Notice how that fact is true in Paul's apologia messages. The apologetic was simply that he was saying to the people, Jesus Christ has indeed risen from the grave. And over again, he outspoke those who were political leaders. 44, God prepares the way for the unbelievable. The exposition of Acts gives numerous such examples. You want miracles? Look at the book of Acts. Lesson 45, the body of Christ is open to everyone who wants to come. Lesson 46, Jesus Christ is the Messiah of Israel. He's the Messiah of all. He is the leader, the King of Kings. Now here's a very interesting lesson. It's lesson number 47. The book of Acts does not record Paul's meeting with Caesar, yet it teaches that Paul arrived in Rome. Paul spends 2 years preaching the word of God as a prisoner without restraint. It is a reminder that the scriptures are always accurate, but the theme is the redemptive story. No details at Paul's meeting with Caesar seems anticlimactic in the book of Acts. I've often jokingly said there are 28 chapters, but maybe we need chapter number 29. But my friend, understand the Bible is a book of redemption. Not all details are necessary or needed, but the story of redemption, which is clearly given, is truly mandatory. Lesson 28, the Great Commission commands are fulfilled as evidences by many lists of conversions. Look at some of them in the book of Acts. Conversion of 3,000 in Acts chapter 2. In Acts 8, the conversion of the Samaritans. Also in Acts 8, the conversion of an Ethiopian eunuch. The conversion of Saul, Paul, Acts chapter 9, Acts 22. The conversion of Cornelius, Acts 10. The conversion of the proconsul, Acts 13. The conversion of Lydia, Acts 16. The conversion of the jailer, Acts 16. The conversion of one man whose name was Dionysius and another called Demarius in Acts 17. The conversion of Crispus, Acts 18. The conversion of Apollos, Acts 18. The conversion of 25 followers of John, Acts 19. All of these are just some examples of the wonderful story of the Great Commission being fulfilled, giving the message of the gospel. Here's lesson 49. We're almost there. Baptism is the public expression of faith in Jesus Christ. The word baptism is found 16 times in the gospel accounts, that's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but 19 times in the book of Acts. In almost every case, believers were baptized immediately after salvation, highlighting the importance of the act. It portrays the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and the desire to follow the Savior. In the book of Acts, baptism was the identification publicly of one's faith in Christ. Here's number 50. There you have it. The amazing story of the beginning of Christianity. The fact is, the God of the Christian has always been. And that's lesson number 50. Those are 50 lessons, and some of you out there in our radio program who listen in, and some who listen to our post and follow us on live stream have asked for this again. It's all in my book, The Beginning, The Early Days of Christianity. You can get it by going to DinaBadroneMinistries.com and order your book there. You can go to Amazon or other places that you find it in social media. Well, thanks for listening in to our broadcast today on this weekend. And don't forget to join us on Monday through Friday. And these 50 lessons from the book of Acts are all teaching us something about life, life change. Life change is true, it's real, and it's the Word of God that changes us. And our weekend editions, it's about the stories and the things that we hear from many people talking about life change. And today, we've gone right to the source, the book of Acts. Have a blessed weekend.
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padron Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of Indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadron@gmail.com or dinopadronministries.org. That's dinopadron@gmail.com or dinopadronministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.